And some family. So let's give Tati a big round of applause as she comes up here and shares.
Good morning. It's great to be back here. It's like coming to a second home. It never feels like I've been gone a long time. It's been 5 months, I think, since I saw you guys. And what's happened in the last 5 months, I'll tell you something. Kind of cool how God has been stretching me. So if I look taller, it's because God has been stretching me for 5 months. And the high heels maybe too. We got back from the trip last time in May. And we were at the church, local church where we belong. And Jim was preaching that Sunday. And he was talking about the miraculous. How we need to make room for miraculous so God can perform miracles in our lives. And after the service, the pastor comes over to me and asked me that, Sari, how did you like Jim's message? I said, oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. He's like, oh, really? So you think God performs miracles and wonders still today? And I said, of course I do. He's like, well, do you think God performs miracles and wonders in your life? Now I'm already thinking that, okay, why is he keep asking these questions? And I said, yes, that my life has totally been a God's miracle. If you look back 20 years, I'm not even the same person anymore. And then he goes on and he's like, well, how about if God would ask you to do something that you know you can't do? Do you think God can perform a miracle like that and help you do it? And I said, yes. And then he walks away. We go home after church and I asked Jim that, guess what? You know what Buddy is his name. Like, guess what Buddy did today? That's kind of weird how he was poking me. But I don't think it was only Buddy poking me and asking. I think it was God using Buddy to poke me through Holy Spirit. There's something going on that God wants to do. And Jim was like, well, I don't know why he would do that. You know, he didn't tell me anything about it. But he had asked me a couple months ago if you would be interested leading women's ministry. Before he got the words out of his mouth, I said, no, it's not that. And he said that, well, maybe you need to pray about it and ask God if God would want you to lead the women's ministry here. I said, no, I already know that it's not that, that it's probably something else, but I will pray about it. And as soon as I said that, next 4 weeks was really a struggle because God kept asking me and pushing me towards the women's ministry, and I was like, no, I cannot do it. I'm not qualified. I don't have the resources. I just don't know how to do it. How would I ever, and then, of course, enemy was trying to tell me that, oh, really? You're going to teach others and share and be leading a women's ministry? Look what you've done and how many times you messed up. So that went on for like 4 weeks, but God was very clear, and he kept bringing it up through different people, through different confirmations. So finally, I just said, okay, God, I know I can't do it, but since you're asking me to do it, I trust that you will do it through me, because I don't have anything that I can bring to the table except I can open my mouth. So I went to the pastor and I said that, okay, God's been talking to me about something ever since you poked me that month ago. And God is asking me to lead the women's ministry. And he said that, well, that's what I wanted ever since I met you. I've known from the beginning that God has so much more for you, that he's just been waiting for you to be ready. So that now I've been doing it maybe a month and a half, about six weeks, I guess. And it's been amazing. And again, it's not anything that I bring to the table. And I realize that most often is when we realize that we are not qualified to do something, but we are willing to take the step, that's the very thing that qualifies you. And God has really used me to speak to the women. And every week I'm amazed at the messages that he gives me and how well it goes and how the women are really getting connected, and we have such amazing sharing time afterwards. Always we do small groups, so it's been amazing. It's just willingness to step in to do something is only thing that God is asking from us. And it's I've been stretched. I mean, really, every week I like, God, can we do it again? You'll do it. And Holy Spirit just steps in, and it's amazing to see throughout the whole church, not just the women's ministry. There is this stirring of the Spirit. Like, God is getting ready to do something really great. The church is growing, and people are really hungry for God. And it's kind of a unique group because people are coming from different countries. Like, we have Europeans, Canadians, North Americans, people who are retired or moved there for different reasons and different backgrounds. but and a lot of different denominations too, like different church backgrounds. But so many people are really in this stage in their life, like hungry for God. They maybe put God on hold for many years, and now they are searching for God. And that you can just feel the presence of God in the church and in the meetings. So I can't wait to report back the next time what God is doing, because I know he's going to be doing amazing things. And not only in Panama, God can do amazing things here. And I know he's getting ready to do some amazing things here too. So it was awesome to see you again. Yeah.